So perhaps an expression that we need to start saying to ourselves is not that I'm menopausal, but actually I'm depleted. The best years were behind us once we've hit 40. That is also not true. So number one, stop putting ice in your drinks. I know. So if you're dealing with hot flushes or night sweats, the easiest thing in the world is to start drinking chrysanthemum tea right now. You need to be asleep by 10:30 because you enter into gallbladder time by 11 o'clock at night. Not for the patriarchy, not for our children, not for anyone, but it is time to start. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today we are going to be dealing with the hot topic of the menopause, but not as you know it. Today, I'm going to bring you revolutionary content, which is going to transform your menopause from the horrible, exhausted feeling where we just feel overburdened and overwhelmed by the debilitating symptoms into an exciting journey of health and rejuvenation as we enter into what the Chinese wisdom calls it, the second spring. So the first thing I want to do is to set the narrative. Okay, we're gonna just relax, sit back, and I've got this, and I'm going to explain the menopause to you in a way which is going to give you everything you could possibly want. I'm gonna give you solutions, I'm gonna give you answers, and I'm going to give you a whole host of incredible things that you can do for yourself for free from the comfort of your own home, most of which is even just a mindset shift rather than actually having to do anything else in your already busy day. But the first thing I want to do is just set the context as to why the menopause is such a hot topic now. Because it's not really something that was really discussed even 15 years ago when I was starting to go through my own menopause. It suddenly erupted in this huge, great narrative. Now, that's not to say that the symptoms weren't already presenting themselves in the past, but they certainly weren't presenting themselves to this extent. So why is it such a huge, great issue now? And then what is it that we can do to offset the symptoms and then actually get into the exciting bit of this transformation that is unique to the female body at this moment in life, which is actually supposed to be positive and is actually supposed to be the beginning of the best bit, believe it or not. Now, one of the things that I always say to people in my clinic is 50% of the solution is understanding the problem. So in order to understand the problem, we need to actually just set the context of what's going on socially. So let's just start with that first, and we're going to build colour into this picture. So the first thing that I understand about the menopause, as a woman who's basically been sort of growing up through the latter half of the 20th century and working into the 21st century, is that we need to go back really to kind of the suffragette movement that was beginning at the turn of the 20th century to sort of see what's been going on with women equalising into the patriarchal system that already existed. And the reason why I'm saying this is because the menopause is something which is very much connected to the female body. And the female body, which has very much been subject to the equalisation of gender, is really crucial in this process, because the reality is that in the equalization process, we have gone into the workforce and we've gone into the education system that had originally been created for men. And that's not to say that men are superior at all, even though that was the narrative of the past. Male and female bodies are different. Male bodies are basically yang in nature and female bodies are yin in nature, and they are equal but different. Yang is a much shorter driven energy frequency. It requires rest at the middle of the day and in the early evening, and it has a shorter lifespan. The yin energy is a much slower energy. It needs its rest in the middle of the afternoon. It needs ongoing moments of rest during the course of the day. It needs to kind of set itself out, and it doesn't necessarily need rest at the earlier part of the evening. Now, what has then happened is, as we've been equalizing ourselves in the workforce, we've been forced into systems which have been created by yang energy frequency, because those were the systems where the males went. Boys went into education and boys went into the workforce. There was a period in time when women weren't entitled to an education at all. And if they were in the education system, they were learning different things. And often they were learning things at home. Now, I am not saying at all ever in the history of my narrative that that's where we should be going back to, and that the woman's place is in the home, and that we need to put back feminism by about 100 years. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that during the equalizing process that we are still doing, we've been forced into the male infrastructures, which haven't been designed to honour the yin nature of the female body. And we have done it with bells on. We are accelerating the equalisation process at a rate of knots. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's done our physical bodies any good at all. And what now needs to happen in this equalisation is that the environments that we're in need to honour the female bodies, which need to have rest at different times of day. As I've said, one of the key moments of rest for us is the middle of the afternoon. And when I say this to women in clinic and say, actually, the best thing that you could do for your menopause is ideally have a rest at some point in time between 3 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, people look at me aghast and think, that's literally impossible. And it's true. So it's not actually the first thing that I'm going to be talking to you about in terms of practical things that you can do to support yourself. But it's just to really illustrate to you how far removed society and the structure of the working day is from the female body and the reality as to why that is impacting your symptoms when you reach this pivotal moment. Because you're not actually giving your body what it needs most, which is a rest at the key point of the day, which actually nourishes the organ, which according to Chinese medicine, is the major organ responsible for the symptoms of your menopause, which is the kidneys. And kidneys, before people think, I need to drink more water, that's what my kidneys need. The kidneys are the water element, but actually the dominant energetic frequency that kidneys require more than anything else imaginable is rest. And rest is likely to be the thing that you're not getting much of. And it's not just about us entering into patriarchal systems and equalising them as part of the gender equalisation, because it is partly that, but it's not just that. It's also the insane pace at which we are going in the 21st century. There is not a woman who has come into my clinic who has relaxed and sat back and said, oh, you know, I'm fine, I haven't got much to do, I'm really relaxed. So what we now need to do is recognise that our bodies are depleted. So perhaps an expression that we need to start saying to ourselves is not that I'm menopausal, but actually I'm depleted. Because actually, if we add together the fact that we've been working into patriarchal systems whilst we've been equalising, and also that the 21st century is going so fast that everyone is spinning a multitude of plates permanently, and so whilst the 21st century has been going at an absolute rate of knots, and the burden of responsibility on your typical midlife female of dealing with ageing parents, possibly having her children later, illnesses of her partner, illnesses of herself, is all suddenly coming together, that the reality is that the 21st century puts a huge stress on our systems. So we are really depleted. By the time we get to this moment in our lives, we have been burning the candle at both ends, and ultimately the kidneys don't like it. So what happens when you suddenly add this transition that we're going through as well, is that the kidneys suddenly feel completely overloaded with a to-do list which is just far in excess of anything which is humanly possible, and eventually they start to break down, and this manifests itself as the symptoms. So what do we do? Well, as I've said, 50% of the solution is understanding the problem. So now we know. So if I now contextualise the reality of the fact that we've got this kind of equalisation thing going on, we've then got the 21st century going really, really fast, that we don't get enough rest, that we're always on, that even in our downtime, we're constantly sort of having to stream, looking at our phones, responding to millions of messages at all times, looking at very advanced content and trying to stay relevant and looking at the latest stuff. And it's all just a bit much. The question is, how do we start to bring in the things that your body actually needs to unlock the healing power of your own body, to support your kidneys when they need the support, so that in turn we can actually access this really exciting moment in our lives and access what actually is supposed to be happening right now? Now, what is supposed to be happening? Well, when a woman stops creating eggs and stops having the menstrual flow, which is attached to the lunar cycles, what then happens is all of that creative power actually goes back into our bodies itself. So with that creativity, we have the power to generate the most amazing moment in a female body, which is the matriarch frequency. There are three archetypes to the female body: the maiden, the mother, and the matriarch. And when you're transitioning through menopause, you are exiting the mother phase, entering the matriarch phase. And with all this creative energy at your disposal, once we have the tools and techniques which we can start giving our bodies what it needs, we can then start tapping into our own innate power, and we can start creating things for ourselves. Not for the patriarchy, not for our children, not for anyone, but it is time to start pleasing ourselves. And this incredible power of the matriarch is something which has really been written out of history very successfully, so that we didn't even know it was a thing. And what we were fed in the late 20th century and before was that we're sort of past our sell-by date, that we need to lie about our age, that it's kind of life ends at 40, and that that's the end of it. It's a slow, slippery slope to the end of it, and that your best years are behind you. Now, this is what I call a 20th century lie. And that's a big word, but it's true. There were many lies that we were fed in the 20th century. One of them was that we were equal, we were not. And one of them is the best years were behind us once we've hit 40. That is also not true. There are some other ones, but we'll save that for another podcast. As far as the menopause is concerned, we want to offload these 20th century lies and actually get to the truth of the matter, which is actually, if you do what I'm going to tell you to do right now, the best years are actually open ahead of you. And if you actually start navigating your health correctly and restoring the depletion that your life thus far has no doubt imposed upon you, then we can actually start to access them. So, what do we do? Well, before we start even on the simplest of the beginner levels of your Own Your Health narrative on the menopause, the first thing I want to do is to give you three super quick fixes that you can do right now, even if you never listen to the rest of this episode. So number one, stop putting ice in your drinks. I know. And yet you say, but Katie, I'm hot. I need to put ice in my drinks. I need to cool down. What are you talking about? I'm flushing. I'm getting night sweats. I'm flushing during the day. I'm absolutely overblown with heat. No, ice in your drinks makes things worse. And it is something which I talk about all the time. Sometimes I think I should actually stop talking about anything else ever again and only talk about stopping to put ice in your drinks. The truth is ice and cold drinks actually makes everything worse. Why? Well, it's because the digestive system, which is ruled by your spleen in Chinese medicine, is described as a bubbling cauldron and it needs to stay warm at all times. If you start putting cold things into this warm system, it's the equivalent of putting a hot bowl of soup in your fridge. It has to work a lot harder in order to maintain the temperature it was already at. Every time you put something cold into your system, into your digestive system, you are going to deplete your spleen. So why is this such a problem? Well, what then happens when the spleen has to rectify the fact that the digestive system is tanking and going down fast and it's too cold? What it has to then start to do is to start working more quickly in order to get the temperature back up again. So actually, it's counterintuitive. So what we need to do is stop putting the cold things into our system and move to a different drink, which is actually going to keep the system cool and relieve heat naturally and effortlessly, working with the body rather than against it. And what is that magic ingredient, I hear you say? It's the chrysanthemum. Chrysanthemum tea. It is cheap, it is easy. Make sure, please, when you go and reach out to buy it, it's available on Amazon, that you buy organic chrysanthemums, because otherwise it's covered in pesticides. But it is actually one of the easiest drinks in the world to clear heat. So if you're dealing with hot flushes or night sweats, the easiest thing in the world is to start drinking chrysanthemum tea right now. It's a simple swap. You can even make chrysanthemum tea and let it go to room temperature and just drink it at room temperature instead of just plain water. That will also make a massive difference. Just gently sipping it throughout the day will keep those hot flushes under control. That is the first and foremost thing that you need to do. Now, the next thing we need to do is harness the thing which is going to start to offset the depletion which is coming in from the fact that you're in systems which aren't designed for your body type and that the 21st century is going far too quickly. And what we need to do there is harness your breath. Now, the reason I love working with the breath so much is because no one can say to me they don't have time to harness their breath, because you are breathing anyway. And if you were to not breathe, you would drop dead. So that would be the end of your menopause anyway. So let's go into work with the breath, because we very much want to stay alive. So the first thing is to recognize that there are two types of breath. There is the unconscious breath, which is what you're doing without thinking about it. Otherwise, you would literally drive yourself mad going, "Ooh, I'm breathing in. Ooh, I'm breathing out." And if you're doing that hundreds of thousands of times, you would literally go mad. So we don't do that. You learn very quickly to disengage entirely and not think about it at all. Then there is the other type of breath, which is conscious breath. Now, conscious breath is where you're very much using the breath as a way to move energy through the body. And what the breath is going to do is it's going to start governing the body. Because when you have menopausal symptoms, the symptoms are governing you. Now, the breath in Chinese medicine, and indeed in all medicine, is connected to your lungs. And the lungs in Chinese medicine are deemed the governor of the body. The lungs will actually control the heart rate, By controlling the breath, you can control the pulse. Now, a lesser known fact is that the pulse of the kidneys is aligned to the pulse of the heart. Now, this is one of those really cool things that you learn in Chinese medicine that you probably didn't learn in your biology GCSE, if you indeed did it at all. And it's a really useful thing to know, because remember, the kidneys are the major organ responsible for the menopause, and the kidneys need rest. And rest is something that can be given to the kidneys via the breath, because the breath comes from the lungs, and the lungs is the governor of the body, and the lungs is governing everything whilst the heart is in charge. So it's like the heart is like the commander of the body, and then all of these other organs are basically like ministers sitting in its government. And once you start to understand this, you can start to work with all of the different functions and all of the different connections that they have together to solve the problem effortlessly. All you need to do is just hook yourself away from unconscious breathing into conscious breathing, and you can start rectifying the kidney imbalance, supporting the stress levels in the body, and calming everything down and bringing in rest via the breath. So, what is this magic conscious breathing exercise I'm going to teach you? Well, it's incredibly simple, because everything I teach you is simple. It's also incredibly pleasurable, because everything I teach you is also pleasurable, because actually self-care is supposed to be really lovely. It's supposed to be a gorgeous offset from the crazy, noisy environment out there, which is ultimately not very pleasant. This is like going for a walk in nature. So, all you need to do is put one hand over your heart, one hand over your lower belly, and simply breathe gently in, linger at the top of the breath, breathe gently out, and linger at the bottom of the breath. So let's do that again. Breathe gently in, linger, breathe gently out, and linger. Now, whilst I'm explaining to you why that works, just carry on doing that breath, okay? You're just going to breathe in, you're lingering, you breathe out, and you're lingering. Now, the reason why this works is because you're breathing in beautiful diaphragmatic breaths, which is starting to calm all of the kind of like energy frequency, which is kind of rattling around your body as you're basically just spinning all the plates, getting through one end of the day to the other. And what that energy is doing is creating heat inside the body. It's creating stress inside the body. It's creating a negative energy frequency inside the body. It's exhausted yet restless. It's uncomfortable. Whereas this lovely breath is like coming off a busy road and going into a lovely calm park. It's literally like turning it off and on again at the wall for the body. Now, the thing about that breath is that there's more to do with it. That's just the beginning of the journey. So that breath is your gateway drug into deeper relaxation modes. And the ideal time to do this is between 3 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But if that's not possible, because for many people it's not, and I'm absolutely painfully aware of that, the point is it should be, okay, but it's not yet. So what I say to people is, first of all, just take that breath, because you're breathing anyway, just do that. And download an app called Mindfulness Bell, which I think is really good. And it will allow you to have a gong that will come through your phone every 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes or hour, up to you. And when that gong chimes, because you will forget to do it, the gong is a reminder to just take that breath. And it's not getting in the way of anything at all, because you've got to breathe to live. Okay, so you don't have to sit here going like this. You could just be in a meeting, be on the tube, you can be driving the car, do whatever you need to do. You're just breathing in deeply and just giving your body a restorative breath to calm everything down. It's like an exit break, okay? That's what it's doing. And then what we'll do is I'll show you how to take that breath into a gorgeous menopause meditation, which is going to just calm everything down even more. So the last quick fix that I want to give you for my menopause revolution, which is really what this is scheduling. Scheduling your self-care. Now, this is another really, really easy thing to do that no one does. So what is scheduling your self-care, I hear you ask? Well, that's the point. The fact that we don't even know what it is shows how far removed we are. So what happens with our diaries is our diaries are everything that we have to do for everybody else. It's scheduling everything into our busy lives to make sure that we're doing everything. But what we don't do is schedule ourselves. That's bonkers, right? You've got to stop putting yourself first. Self-care is not selfish, especially if the reality is that the reasons you're in this menopause symptom nightmare as it is likely to be because you're very, very depleted by the demands everyone else has made on you thus far. So the first thing you need to do is just simply get out your Google Calendar, whatever calendar you use, and just simply plug in A few basic things that your body needs on a daily basis, because you are not an AI bot, you are a human being, and you need the following things in your diary. Wake up time, bedtime, meal times, and break times. This sounds a bit like a school curriculum, and the answer is it should be, because when we were at school, that is exactly what we had. Why? Because that's what human beings need in order to then learn effectively during the rest of the day. Well, the chances are now we're at work or doing whatever it is that the day demands of us. But we still need those things. And yet time and time again, including myself, by the way, because if I don't pay attention to this, I too fall prey to this, is that if I don't pay attention, I will suddenly realise that I haven't had lunch. Or the time I had lunch yesterday was completely different to the time I had lunch today. Or I'm going to bed late for some probably valid reason, but nevertheless, you need to be asleep by 10:30 because you enter into gallbladder time by 11 o'clock at night. And 11 o'clock at night is 11 till 1, that 2-hour window, is deemed the most yin time of day. And menopause symptoms are as a result of yin in the body being depleted. So by skipping that bedtime and by not being in deep restorative sleep at that time of night is going to further deplete your yin and it's going to further make the symptoms bad. So it's absolutely vital we pay attention to our bedtime so that we switch off Netflix, we stop scrolling on our phones, and that we get in some really, really good bedtime habits. So I've only just begun. Already I've given you some really useful tips to offset your menopause symptoms, and so far all I've asked you to do is buy some chrysanthemums, and they don't actually cost very much at all. Everything else is just making use of things that are already going on in your life, your breathing techniques, what you're putting into your diary. So now we can get going with some further symptom advice. So next up, let's have a little look at our diets, because there are some real triggers for those horrible menopause symptoms. So one of the things that I always say to people is here are some big no-nos that you should not be eating if you're suffering from menopause symptoms. This is coffee, alcohol, sugar, and greasy food. These are absolute no-nos when it comes to the menopause, and you will notice if you eat them that you will be very likely to have a hot flush afterwards. So handle with care. Now, instead, there are some other foods that are very, very helpful to us that we need to know about because they will make a massive difference to how we feel. And they are miso, seaweed, bone broth, nuts, especially walnuts, and seeds. Now, seeds are something which they use a lot in Asian food, and I personally make sure that I eat them with pretty much every single meal. I have a little compote downstairs, or a little sort of cornucopia of seeds. I mean, I've got poppy seeds, nigella seeds, black sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, linseeds, flax seeds, and chia seeds. Thank you, Harriet. She's whispering to me in the background. There's about eight there. We'll list them afterwards for you if you're thinking, what was that? If you're just listening and you're driving along going, Katie, I can't remember what you just said. That I have eight forms of seeds downstairs. In fact, it's making me think that we need to do a little photo, Harriet, at some point, of my different seed cornucopia going on in my kitchen. I have those every single day. And the other thing that I have every single day without fail, which is my all-time favourite product, is the Governor olive oil, which I know everyone's like, oh my God, Katie, you're going on about that again. It has singularly made a massive difference to my diet. And everybody that comes into contact with me is basically given a bottle of this olive oil to say, try it, and then come back and tell me how brilliant you feel. Why? Because the levels of polyphenols in this oil are so incredibly high because the age of the olive trees that Spiros is using in this oil are all over 150 years old. And as a result, the polyphenols are through the ceiling in terms of the health benefits. And this is massive to help us offset those menopause symptoms. So those are some really simple swaps. So we're out with the grease, out with the sugar, out with the caffeine, out with the alcohol, and we are in with the miso, in with the bone broth, in with the seeds. We are in with these kinds of food groups because they immediately will make a massive difference to how you feel. Do that, plus a whole load of chrysanthemum tea during the course of the day and a good swig of olive oil on an empty stomach in the morning, and you're going to start to feel better already. Now, after that, there are some other things that I want to talk to you about, which will make a massive difference to your symptoms. Now, the first is body gua sha. Now, body gua sha is something which I launched at the same time as beauty gua sha over 10 years ago. Now, this is the body gua sha tool, which is looking a little bit grubby because I use it all the time. But this is a copper tool, and copper is a great conductor of heat. And gua sha is a fantastic time-tested technique, which is thousands of years old, which has been used traditionally in Chinese medicine to clear heat. And night sweats and day sweats are basically your body clearing heat. So what you want to do is, rather than your body just flushing out when it can't cope, a bit like a kind of kettle just basically overboiling, what you want to be able to do is to clear the heat in a systemized and organized fashion before your body needs to clear it for you. Okay, so gua sha on the chest is one of the easiest things you can do to offset sweats. And what I would always recommend my patients to do is to do this technique before bed. Often it's because you're getting night sweats at night. The reason being is that night is the time of the kidney in general, and also night is when you're not rushing around like a headless chicken, having to do all the things that you've got to do. So it gives the body time to restore itself. But the body is overwhelmed. So it's throwing out all of the sweat and it's throwing out all of this empty heat because it's the only time available it's got to do it. So what we want to do is we want to catch it before it goes into sleep time, so that you clear it via the excretory function of the skin. And the Chinese knew about all this stuff, and it's so easy to do. So what you do is you use a nice body oil, like this is the Heyu body oil, which has been designed specifically for gua sha. But basically, you put oil all over your chest, and then you take the rounded edge of the tool, and you press and stroke away from the heart, all over the chest. It is likely to come up very red. Okay, if you're not sure, just message in and you can send me a picture and we can have a look at it together. In an ideal world, you want to take the gua sha down the inside and the outside of the arms as well and across the upper back. Okay, in an ideal world. And in a real ideal world, you've got a lovely partner that's prepared to do your upper back for you as well. And you really want to be gua sha-ing as much of this upper body as possible. And what is likely to come up is a lot of red flush. Okay, and that is the heat coming out through the excretory functions of the skin. And what that will immediately do is it will immediately start to cease and to reduce the hot flushes and night sweats because you're allowing the heat to come out in an organized fashion. Now, this is a really, really simple technique, okay? So that's why we have the body tool. Another really brilliant gua sha technique is using the Heyu Sculptor, which is this one here. Now, this can be used in the shower, okay? You can also use it with the body oil as well. It's also fantastic for crepey skin and cellulite and basically sort of lumps and bumps and bits we want to get rid of. But if we need to clear heat throughout the entire body, because if your symptoms are really, really advanced, then the reality is that the heat's probably got caught up all over the place. Because remember, you've got channels all over your body, okay? You've got the kidney channels actually going up the inside of the leg, the bladder channels going down your back. You've got all sorts of other things going at the same time. So all you want to do is use this in the shower for just a couple of minutes whilst you're in the shower to just clear it out and just allow the skin to flush up. Now, if you're using this tool in the shower, you must not use it for any more than 1 to 2 minutes at a time because you don't want to basically get damp from the water into the channels if you've over-opened them. The reason I recommend doing this kind of technique in the shower is because I'm trying to get you to do it in a simple way. And a lot of people go, oh, I haven't got time. Oh, I can't be bothered. So by doing it in the shower, you're there anyway, but you need to do it not for very long. If you want to do a longer full body gua sha technique with a tool like this, then you must use oil and then you can go for up to 20 minutes. Okay, you can go all over the body. And another thing that I always say to everybody when it comes to using tools is these tools will last you a lifetime. So don't go crazy the minute they arrive in the post. Okay, just do them for a couple of minutes and build up slowly. Okay, the most likely thing that will happen is you'll have a bit of a healing crisis and will feel a bit ropey for about a day, which I don't really want you doing. But the idea of these kind of techniques is that it needs to sit in that kind of advice that your GP would give you, which is, I can't see that would do any harm. And therefore, using a tool like this for just a minute or two to start with, whilst you get used to it, is not going to do you any harm. If you overdo it, you could do yourself harm. So always start gently and build up slowly. But this is the easiest thing in the world to help you clear heat. The way that I've kind of distilled and unlocked Chinese medicine into my Own Your Health system is there are three key things that your body needs to do all the time in order to be healthy. And the menopause is no exception from that. And that's really what I've just been teaching you to do just now. One, targeting your circulation, okay? Making sure that the circulatory system is moving freely. And you'll find that with this lovely patting brushing technique I've just taught you, you've got that rectified straight away. Two, we focused in on the next thing, which is purge and nourish. The body needs to get rid of everything that needs to go out on a daily basis, and you need to draw in the goodness from the new things coming in. Well, we've done breathing, and we've talked about foods. We've talked about a little bit about the heart, we've talked a lot about the spleen, and we've talked a lot about the kidneys, because the kidneys don't just need water, they also need rest. If after everything I've just taught you, you've still got symptoms, you're like, Katie, it's I'm better, but I'm not quite there, okay? That's all right. That is what I call in Own Your Health the healing pivot. And the healing pivot is absolutely where you are. And the further off balance your body is, the more we need to do to get that rectified. So what we do is we start simply and we start gently and we start easily, and then we just layer and layer and layer and layer. So you do everything I've said so far, and then what we do is we go to the advanced stuff, okay? Because there's always more. In Chinese medicine, Yang Sheng techniques, there is always further to go. And by the way, I haven't even said go and see an acupuncturist yet, because by the way, another simple thing to add into this formula is go and see an acupuncturist. But not everyone can afford it. Not everyone's got the time or the money to go. So the idea where I sit is to teach you everything you could possibly do for yourself first, and then you go and see the acupuncturist. So I think at that point, what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop there, because today's episode was very much about the symptoms of the menopause. I think we're going to have a pause. We're going to pause on the menopause, and we're going to come back in the next episode, and we are going to talk about putting the power back in the menopause, and we're going to call it the power pause. And we shall start embracing our second spring as we were supposed to.